Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is The Power of the People, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online. Or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help and keep the truth online. Say a brief prayer as we always do at the start of the show. Heavenly Father, tonight we pray for those in the Ukraine who are being affected by the troubles over there, the trivial strifes of an aggressive nation wanting to take over, take back their Soviet Union. We pray for the people that are affected, and we pray that Vladimir Putin will see that the lives are not worth what he's looking for. Pray that our own president will see that sanctions alone are not what you need. You need diplomacy. We don't need war. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you knock some sense into these people and set them straight. In your glorious name, we pray these things. Amen. And our February donors are Reverend Dave, Janet, and Lisa. Truth Premier signups are Patty, Linda, David, Bruce, and something called a basket full of fabric. That one's got me curious. Alicia, a patron's Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. It's probably going to be a light show tonight, folks. I apologize. We'll tell you the story in a minute, but we missed the... Hi, Joanne. Hey, Eric. So we missed the... announcement out on Facebook. Of course, everybody's leaving Facebook now anyway, so I don't think it matters worth a crap anyway, other than a few people that I can send a messenger to. And that's a sad thing. You know, it really is. I'm going to go over that in a minute. And then we're going to go over the power of the people. And it relates too to what's going on over in Ukraine, but just in general. So everything's going to be interrelated tonight. But we had some issues coming up that caused me not to be able to send my message out at a normal time. Besides, I had a really great piece of prime rib. You know, it's funny. I'm going to tell you a story. Go to the supermarket. Do yourself a favor. Go to your local supermarket and look around at the meat section. Now, meats are not cheap anymore. But in the regular meat section, you've got your round roast and your chuck and all the other garbage that they're putting out. And they have some really crappy cuts of steak right now. And they're really, really expensive. But then go to your... I call it the luxury case, the one where they have the meats in the case and the, you know, all the little things. And look for a discount, because what you can find now is prime steaks and prime ribs. I actually picked up a big prime roast at a giant store, just a regular old grocery store that never had prime meat, for $17. 5 pounds of meat for $5. Yeah, I saw that, Eric. Eric is talking about the true social. I got to go over that, too. That's a whole other topic. But anyway, social media. So I picked up this. I looked at it three times, like $17. I only spent $17 on four and a half pounds of steak or what. It was like a third of the price. I bought it anyway because it just looked so wonderful. It was a darkish colored marble, just beautiful aged meat. And I cooked that up tonight. That's where I was. I got it tied up. It was so good, and it was just so delicious. I just totally forgot to send my message out. But I talked to a restaurateur, and I talked to a farmer who does cattle. And I said, why can't we get prime? This was about 2 years ago. I said, why can't we get prime steaks and prime meat in a grocery store? Even at the butcher, you can't get it. You can get it on a farm. And the farmer told me, he said, you know what? All the prime meat goes to the restaurants. None of it goes to the retail establishments. So you can't buy prime meat in a grocer. The average person can't buy it unless you're a restaurateur. Then I got to thinking, you know what? with all the restaurants that have shut down and the business being cut back, all of a sudden, what are you going to do with the prime steaks? Now, you're still cutting the cow up. Where's the prime steaks going? Guess where they're going? They're going to your local grocer. So take advantage of it while you can. If you have some really good meat and if you get a deal, these prime meats are great and they're usually aged anyway. And by the time you get them, a little bit of extra aging isn't going to kill them. So we had a wonderful meal tonight anyway, but apologize for not getting the announcement out on Facebook. Anyway, so the big delay tonight was, and this is my top story, it has nothing to do with Ukraine, it has nothing to do with the power of the people, but it sort of does. You want to hear the biggest piece of crap? This is the hugest piece of crap in all eternity. So our wonderful asshole governor, we have the biggest asshole governor of any governor in the entire United States of America. He is more liberal than Greta Thunberg. He's more liberal. He's more liberal than Nancy Pelosi. So he decides to redistrict. Oh, we're going to redistrict. So a bipartisan committee back in January came up with a wonderful map. It put people, like-minded people together, which is what the Constitution says you're supposed to do. Put farmers with farmers. It put cities with cities and rural with rural. And it was fair. Bam! Veto. Back to the legislature. Now the Constitution says the legislature is supposed to approve those maps. They approved the map. Nope. Governor takes it to court. The courts are going to decide this. They bring in one of the most liberal organizations. I can't remember the name of it. They've gone from state to state. You know, Mark Zuckerberg pays for him, Bill Gates pays for him, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton pays for this group. And they came with the most gerrymandered piece of garbage with people that are totally unrelated. I don't have any clue who some of these people are in our congressional district. How are you supposed to represent someone you don't even go to see on a daily basis? That don't think like you. That don't act like you. All right, so it gets better, though. Because we're getting close to the wire, they said, no, we're not going to move the primary. This was on Wednesday they made this decision. We're not going to move the primary. And on Friday, you're going to start collecting petitions. 1,500 signatures to 2,500 signatures minimum for statewide and federal offices. And just as an adjunct, most of you on here tonight, I don't know about there's a... about you, Woody, but there's a number of people out here. Most of them know that I'm running for the Congress this year. I got to get 1,500 signatures. Now I've got 2 weeks. I got to start tomorrow getting signatures for this darn thing. Nobody knows what to do. Everybody's scrambling. You got to generate the petitions. You got to get them out. Nothing's planned. It's insane. And I don't, you know, it's nuts. And we the people, not these idiot governors, we the people need to take back our country. Because it's getting ridiculous. And we're going to take a quick jump to Ukraine, then get on the topic of the night. So I was watching RT America. Now you don't know who to believe anymore. This is the beauty of it. I think Putin's a lying sack of crap personally. But Biden's no better. It's like you got Republicans and Democrats. One lies one way, one lies the other way. But Putin on RT America, Putin was saying that all he wants is he wants peace. He wants a rollback of arms, and he wants basically Ukraine to leave him alone. He doesn't even want the president to vacate his office, and then he'll leave him alone. Yeah, after he bombed out half the friggin' country, it's insane. What the hell kind of president do we have? Yeah, China invading Taiwan. Well, that's the other thing they said. That was the other thing, Eric. That's the other thing that they said. They said China invading Taiwan. Well, it's not just China. Yeah, they were saying that Russia and China are basically one and the same now. And the two of them are hand in hand planning the future of the world. Hey, sorry, Ann, I missed the notification on Facebook. I was busy trying to figure out who can get me 1,500 signatures in 2 weeks. You're late. I'm lucky I'm here at all. You missed the prime rib story too, Anna. I'll have to send you a picture of it. Beautiful, beautiful piece of prime rib, but giant. Still can't get over that. But anyway, that's enough of Ukraine. The big thing is we all know what Putin wants. Putin wants to bring back the Soviet Union, which is why he says that the president can keep his seat. He'll let him keep his seat. He'll be one of the states in the Soviet Union. Now, you know, a lot of this, I'm wondering I wonder if this is a sideline, knowing what's going on in 2022 with the elections. And I'm wondering if, you know, Russia doesn't like you. Putin doesn't like Biden at all. And you know what? The activity over in Ukraine is making Biden look even more silly. And his crazy side, insane sidekick, too. God, I don't know what her problem is. I can't stand it. When that woman talks, oh my God, I could just shoot myself. But I'm wondering if they're doing it to disrupt the election so the Democrats don't win, because they don't want to see the Democrats in control of the United States. If it is, boy, I bow down to them. All right, back onto the topic. Original topic, I hadn't really planned it in Ukraine tonight, but I mean, there's so much going on with the Ukraine, but maybe we'll bring the topic up next week, see where it heads between now and the next week. But I was amazed. I wanted to talk about the power of the people. You know, I keep saying that, and people keep saying, oh, there's only, you know, so many this and so many that, and there's a handful of Trump supporters left, there's a handful of patriots left. And they're treating people that care about this country like we're losers. Yeah, State of the Union, right. Eric is talking about State of the Union coming up. I couldn't listen to that man talk for 5 minutes, let alone 20 minutes. But you know, I looked at these truckers. You look at some of these movements that are going on. Now, I think a lot of them have issues. You know, like, why are the truckers going to D.C. when there's really nothing to boycott? There's nothing to protest at this point. You know, they took away the mandates. They took away, I mean, Canada, they had the mandates. What the hell are truckers going to Washington for? Just to show that they're truckers? I don't know. But it's nice to see groups of people get together and say something's wrong here. Because our nation's gone to hell in a handbasket very quickly. But to see so many people in so many movements in so many parts of the world is incredible. You know, I think there is a true, and I got to watch what I say here, because they're labeling anybody that's a patriot a terrorist. I'm probably already in their book anyway. I'm already in the hate crimes book. Yeah, if you don't know anybody that's in a hate crimes book, you can do a Google search of my name and look up the Southern Poverty Law Group. You'll get a kick out of that from 2018 when I was running for Senate. It came after me, and I'm actually in their hate crimes book. I actually paid $150 for the book. I'm proud of it. But anyway, there's a movement afoot, folks, and we talk about the Trump truth social network. I really kind of torqued that it's only on the iPhones right now. You know, 28%. I don't know if you're aware of this, but 28% of all phones in the United States, and 18% of all phones in the world are iPhones, or any phones made by Apple, and yet they're the ones that get everything first. I know some people that got on those on that social network, and they're saying it's kind of interesting. But I think that, you know, what I don't want to see, and what I'm seeing, it really concerns me, is people leaving. You know, Facebook sucks. Okay. And my daughter will agree to that, I'm sure. But if you use Facebook right, you stay away from the politics. You know, yeah. Oh, there you go. Exactly. But if you know, if you use it right and don't make any snide comments, of course, sometimes that doesn't work, right, Anna? But if you use it to, you know, post cat videos, and you can bring people to other things from it. But where do we all meet? You know, the problem is that I've gone on these different things. There's actually a thing called MAGA Truth something. It's been around for a while. It's it's an app on Android. I think it might be on iPhone too. And I was shocked at how many people are actually there. As fast as you could bring up the chat, one after another, people are scrolling, making comments about things. The problem with these quote social platforms is that they're only political platforms. I don't have a problem with a political platform, but it used to be nice. I mean, years ago when I first got on Facebook, you know, it was nice. Yeah, it's a birthday party. I can say, hey, look, you know, I'm out here having a whiskey and throwing darts on a Saturday. Eating a piece of filet mignon. I mean, it's, you know, that's what you would post. You post your breakfast, you post your lunch, you post your dinner, you post your kid's birthday. And then it turned political. It turned into hate. Now, politics is important. There's no doubt about it. But somehow we have to either intermingle politics with family and you know, a social network is supposed to be a social network, not a political forum. But to watch the numbers of people that are involved in these things is amazing. If MAGA Truth something, but it sounds like Trump's thing, but it's not on Android. Get a chance. It's an interesting place. I don't know who's on it, but I have fun watching it. But even on like Telegram, there are some groups, political groups, and there's tens of thousands of people. You can't even get a word in edgewise. You can't follow a train of thought in them. Folks, there's something big going down, because I don't see any Democrats or liberals having a group like that. I don't see any Democrats or liberals driving trucks down to D.C. I don't see any far right-wing nut jobs either driving around protesting. It's that middle group, that populist middle group. The Patriot group, the Trump group. Yeah. No matter what Trump does or where he goes or what happens, I'm not going to make any comments on that yet. I think it's going to be interesting. But I think he's going to become a national icon for the rest of eternity. He's going to be like George Washington or Abraham Lincoln. He's going to be like one of the founding fathers of the new movement. It's just that powerful. And you need to look around it, and you need to open your eyes and see who's out there actually doing something and who's out there doing nothing. And, you know, and yeah, Eric, you're right about leaving Facebook and Twitter and all those. The problem is that where do you go? Where do you go? And this is a good question. I mean, wants to type a comment. That's pretty cool too. Because where do you go to link up with family and friends? I'm not going to go to MAGA or to Trump's platform to link up with my family, talk about social events, Telegram. Where do you go? Yeah. And my daughter Anna says MySpace could have rivaled them all. Of course, then that wouldn't have worked, Anna, anyway, because then Facebook would have just bought up MySpace. And that's the problem, because, you know, I like a social platform where you can discuss. I like to be able to discuss religion and political issues from a non-political perspective. Now, that sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? That's one of the reasons I'm running for Congress, too, because none of the members of Congress do that. And that's where our problem comes in. We've got a right and a left. And these people are supposed to be representatives of us. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Well, we're going to have to see where it goes, Eric, because Eric is saying about, you know, what's going to, you know, pre-Facebook and MySpace. The problem is it's all run by the corporations now. You know, that's why Trump's trying to come up with something that's run by a person, by individuals, for to allow the freedom to speak. But again, it's a political forum. Political forums are great. We need them. The problem is if we all get together in political forums and we don't bring others in there, it serves no purpose. But there are a lot of people, and that's, and a lot of people are going to get together. A lot of people are going to realize that same things and figure out maybe we need a platform for normal people that can talk about normal things. Maybe we as a group, as patriots, as people that support the country, need to figure out how to talk to people that we don't like and whose ideologies and religions and maybe anything else that they believe in we actually hate. Yeah, in my 65 years of life, there's only one person that I've turned against that I have not been able to communicate with. The only person I ever unfriended and blocked on Facebook. And that was a person I worked with, and I liked the guy. The guy was a great artist. You know, I'm an artist. Like, I can say this personally. I'm an artist. 90% of artists are assholes. They're liberal assholes, 90% of them. I don't know why. I haven't figured it out. And the other 10% are far right patriots. Like, just haven't figured that out, but that's the way it is. But this guy was an animation artist, worked out of in California and for Disney. And he did some great artwork. He made a tattoo. I haven't gotten it yet, but there's a wonderful tattoo he made. That I'm going to get, even though I didn't like the guy, his artwork was great. But he finally, I mean, I would go and talk about Trump, and I didn't say anything like, you know, negative against anybody else or Clinton at the time in 2016. And every time I post something about Trump, no matter what it was, he'd come back with these friggin' comments that just torqued me. I mean, I just wanted to go to reach out through the friggin' computer and just punch him in the face. You know, I don't know, but that's the only person that I actually could not communicate with. But everybody else, I mean, we have some very liberal family members, yet they listen to me. In fact, it was funny. I did a thing on during the 2020 elections. It was the facts of the Biden versus Trump. And I was doing a live feed on Facebook, and some of my most liberal family members chimed in and came in and we're going back and forth. We were civil. And that's the way social media is supposed to be. But not when it's pushed and pushed and pushed by the likes of Mark Zuckerberg. Now, when things are steered and the feeds are steered towards gaining that aggression so that you'll get more people in there. The more people in there, the more money you're making for advertising. That man's as guilty as anyone else of inciting trouble. He's the one that killed his own platform. Didn't used to be that way. And Eric's very vocal tonight. Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and MySpace are on life support. Get her. Yeah, Parler's dead. Parler's completely dead. You're right. You're right, Eric. He's saying Parler's dead. And Getter seems to be catching. I might get involved with Getter. I may have to check that out. But see, now you're breaking everybody up. You're splitting people up. You're taking the United States of social media and suddenly turning it into the islands of social media. Where do you post? You know, you're running for office or you're. You got a great piece of artwork you want to promote, or you got, where do you post? You got to post in 30 different places. It's insane. So I hope something congeals. Yeah, MeWe sucks. That's, yeah. I'm on MeWe. MeWe totally sucks. And Podbean for podcasts. Eric is saying Podbean has been good. Yeah. You know, Podbean is great. There are some trolls, obviously. We had them the other week, the trolls coming after us. But a lot of great information, a lot of really great shows. But the people are there. We have the people. I was just impressed. Go check it out if you think of it on the it's a MAGA. I don't have it in front of me right now. I don't keep a phone in here because it'll keep going off while I'm doing my podcast. But MAGA, just type in MAGA in your Android. Maybe your iPhone might have it too. And the one that's not the Trump one is really pretty cool. There's some pretty neat stuff on it. And to watch the number of people scrolling through that is unbelievable. So the Lord is doing something. The Lord is pushing us forward. It's God's path to save us. And with that, I'm going to end the show because we're running out of time. This show goes very fast these days. I really enjoy it. I hope you folks enjoy it. I mean, come back every week, so I really hope you enjoy the show. I try to teach the people some things. I've learned a lot on my path through politics and through personal things in life. Been through a lot. My friend Joanne can attest to that. She's heard some of the stories. And it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff coming down the road. Let's just put it that way. Keep your eyes and your ears open. Keep your mouth shut and learn what's going on because it's going to be powerful. We'll terminate the show tonight with our little promotion for a Truth Premium. The Truth Premium is a 99 cents per month. You get fewer ads on the Eternal Affairs Media. You receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as you have access to the Powered by Truth community forum. It's a really great forum, by the way. You can't beat the 99 cents in support of the truth. It supports these podcasts, too. So go to premium.eamedia.online to sign up today. Check out all the articles and content. Also at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Lots and lots. I think there's about 8,000 articles up there. It's absolutely unbelievable. And please support the truth, Powered by Truth, founded in 2010. Go to premium.eamedia.online, store.eamedia.online, donate.eamedia.online, or patron.eamedia.online. There are many ways to support the truth, and thank you all. And just a couple of things. Blessing. Yes, no, yeah, Podbean, you're right, Eric. Podbean has been a real blessing, especially when you're home alone and in quarantine and stuck in one place. Absolutely. And you're right that God intended for all of us to cross paths. Great ending comment. With that, we will see you next week. And for the next till the 15th of March, it's walk the streets time. So I'll be having my podcast, but I may miss the promotion. So just keep in mind that we're here at 10 p.m. Eastern every Thursday. Hopefully I'll have the time to get in there. We've got to get 1,500 signatures. If you know anybody in Pennsylvania that can walk the streets up here in Northeast PA for me, please let me know. God knows. And have a great, great, great week ahead. God bless every one of you and have a wonderful evening. Thanks for coming tonight. And good night, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. These shows are half hour every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Politically Incorrect with Andrew Schechter. God bless everyone. Good night.